Bad Human, or Human Beasts in English, is a series consisting of 5 fiction short films, each situated on a different metro line in Montreal. How did this project come to be?
Well, this web series was created in the context of Fond TV5 contest that is organized by TV5 Quebec Canada, and it's basically a contest where you can pitch an idea either in fiction or documentary or experimental. And my colleague Hala Al-Salman, the director of the series, and I decided to make this series of short films about the human condition in the Montreal subway. So basically we have 5 short films that each story happens on a different metro line, and each story also conveys a trait of the human condition.
Why did you choose the subway in Montreal as a site to create these films?
Well, Hala has always been very fascinated with the metro. It's an environment that I think everybody can associate with here in Montreal or in other countries as well, because every big city has its subway. So we thought it was a very interesting environment to set some stories, and especially an environment that everybody could relate to.
Each film is named after the color of the metro line where the story is taking place. Is there a relation between the story and the color of the metro line?
Well, I wouldn't say that there's a direct relationship with the color of the line, but it's true that when we wrote the stories, we did decide, okay, there's a story that is more happy, we're going to put it on the orange line, because orange is the color, maybe a happier color than blue, that is more about anxiety. So we decided to put the story where the character is very anguished on the blue line, and then the green line is the color of jealousy, that's what they say. So we set our stories about the two girls judging each other on that line. But it wasn't really, you know, the focus.
Can you talk about a couple of characters featured in the film series?
Yes, well, orange is the story of an 80-year-old woman, a very bubbly woman that just goes on the metro simply to observe people, and some interesting situations happen to her. And then on the green line, we have the story of 2 girls that are judging each other, so we're exploring prejudice. On the yellow line, we have the story of a young 30-year-old man that is very conflicted, and he's having a conversation with his feminine side. And then on the blue line, we're exploring the symptoms of post-traumatic stress through a subjective camera. And then finally, well, there's not a 5th line on the metro line, on the metro system in Montreal, so we called this film Black and White, and it's the story of a young employee in the metro that decides to dance in the memory of his idol, which is Michael Jackson.
Beyond the theme of the Montreal metro, is there another theme that unites the 5 films?
Well, definitely. We decided to call this series Bête Humaine. We're kind of exploring a modern version of Zola's book, the naturalist Zola, called La Bête Humaine. And he was exploring the relationship between the passengers in the train. So the modern version would be the metro. So we kind of tried to do something similar in a more modern tone.
Can you talk about how you feel that this film series is representative of Montreal in general?
Well, like I said, this could have taken place everywhere in the world, but Montreal is definitely a cosmopolitan city. So we have a cast that have different ethnic backgrounds. We have a little bit of French in there, a little bit of English. So yes, definitely. I definitely think that it's representative of Montreal, and also our subway here. We tried to tap into its uniqueness, and by showing the architecture and the design in the metro that is quite beautiful, we think.